Welcome to my podcast. I just wanted to come by tonight and share a scripture. It is located in the book of Psalms, 139, verse 13. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. And this is the NLT version. It may be formatted different in the King James Version or in your version of the Bible that you have, but the book is the book of Psalm 139, verse 13. So, talking about knitting me together in my mother's womb, I can't help but to think, including thinking about myself, just not the listeners, have you ever felt, especially as a child or a teenager or even a young adult, wow, like, I wonder why my mother and father even decide to make me, or why was I even born? I have nothing to contribute to this world. I mess up just about everything, and my home life sucks. I would have been better off not even born. That emotion is so felt around the world. I know there has to be a good handful of people that have felt that. But when you think about knitting, if you know anything about knitting, knitting creates stitches. You can either do them flat or round. So it's all about workmanship and handmanship. And just to know, how dope is this? Just to know God took his time and put every hair on your head, every tooth in your mouth, every pore on your body, everything from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet was carefully constructed and made. And also in that same verse 14, thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. Workmanship. To do anything with your hands and to really focus. And sometimes that work could be intense because you have to craft, you have to mold, you have to move, and all of that good stuff. So just to know that God did that for you, you should never ever doubt why you are here, because he took his time with you. Like, he took his time creating you. The workmanship, the handship, the love, the dedication it took for God to form you in your mother's womb and to pick your mother to birth you and your father as well, no matter who they are as people. So I just really wanted to come by and share that verse with you because it really stuck out to me. As someone who has felt like she was a mistake or even questioned why I was here, it just really touched my heart and I felt like sharing with my podcast listeners. So just always remember, no matter who your parents is, no matter how or what or where you were born, just know you're no one's mistake. You are here for much greater than the birthing. And he knows that. He knew all the adversity, that you were going to face. He knew all the challenges that you were going to face. He knew all the ups and downs you were going to go through. And yet and still, he didn't rush the process of making you. You know how sometimes when you're in a rush and you just want to get something done, getting dressed, baking a cake, you're in a rush, you just tend to just crack an egg, you may not mix the batter well, you may put your clothes on in a hurry and have your shirt slanted, or you forget to zip your pants, or you leave out an important ingredient in that cake. God didn't do any of that. He took his time, no matter how long, no matter what he had to do. He took time out. And my father has a whole kingdom, a whole bunch of children, a whole family. He holds the world in his hands. And just to know he took time out and multitask to make you, don't ever think that you are a waste.